My name is Rebecca Rayburn, and this is an excerpt from Emilia. When I was a child, I stole my sister's heart. Then, she stole it back. It was made of pink see-through plastic the size of a thumbnail. I was so young, I didn't know we were stealing it in turns. I didn't really know we were stealing it at all. It had become a game, and eventually it didn't seem to matter whose it was in the first place. It isn't a game anymore, however. I recently tried to steal the most important thing I've ever stolen in my life. It started in the midst of a fever, when I rolled down and under my covers, hiding from the room that wriggled around me. The walls shifted and shed their usual colours, unfolding into longer lengths so that the door sat like a mousetrap at the foot of my room. Mum rested on the edge of my bed, reading from a worn book of fairy tales, and I couldn't help but shrink away from her voice as it tumbled nauseously through tales of toads, boggarts and witches. The sound of the book closing reverberated around the room. "You need to get some sleep, sweetheart. It'll help you get better." She tried to unwrap me from the covers to let in some fresh air, but I held onto them tightly until I eventually gave in to the burning weight of my eyelids, sliding from one reality into another. The fever followed me into my dreams. It crawled in limb by limb, marring the perfect composition of pastel colours that gave life to the trees and hills that were mine alone. I made the first of my many mistakes in this dream. In the clouds of my fever, I walk along blurry hills. I pass rows of uneven houses melting under the growing heat of an oversized sun. "We have to find the others," my sister spits the words into the heavy air, only she doesn't resemble my sister in the slightest. Maybe her eyes. She grabs me by the thumb and pulls me through the brittle grass and around a deformed shed that mimics the one in our back garden, only it's wrapped in wrinkles of mould and fettered by rotten wood. Behind it, there is a path leading to a stream. The water moves in gloopy currents, and when we approach, I notice that it isn't clear blue like most running water, but a dark, rusted red. "You need to have a drink. Then we'll get the others," she orders, standing on her toes at the edge of the water. She isn't wearing any shoes. "I'm not drinking that, Emilia," I refuse, pointing towards a congealed stream. In the distance, I can hear frogs croaking. "You don't have any other option. You're boiling up. You need to drink it to cool down." She is covered in dirt and grass stains, and I begin to wonder how long she has been here. Messy tufts of hair protrude from her scalp, nothing at all like her enviable golden curls, and where we always matched in height, she is now much taller. But she is right. My throat grates the air as I inhale, and the palms of my hands are spotted with beads of salt water. I reach down and cup my hands into the stream. The moment it touches my lips, I spit it out, but the taste laces between my teeth like coppery venom. "What is that?" I turn to Emilia in horror, but she only laughs madly, the gaps in her yellow teeth bound by braces that she doesn't even wear.